Good morning. Frigid temps are to blame for home fires, frozen hydrants, and busy emergency rooms. IU Health Methodist Hospital tells Channel 13 they're treating 3 to 5 weather-related injuries a day. Now, fire officials suspect a home on Wednesday night caught fire from a space heater, and they struggled with a frozen hydrant to put it out. Water company officials say workers were out repairing 4 main water breaks yesterday. IPS and other township schools are on a 2-hour delay today. Check the closure delay list on our web. Indiana schools are being instructed on how to shorten the ISTEP exam. The Indiana Department of Education released a plan yesterday that'll trim 3 hours and 5 minutes off the testing time. Schools were instructed to administer half of the sessions contained in the first part of the math and English language arts assessments. They also have the option of eliminating the social studies exam for 5th and 7th graders. Anonymous tips are leading to a surge in getting guns off the streets. Central Indiana Crime Stopper says anonymous tips have led to more gun confiscations the past 2 years than the previous 30 years combined. They say it's gone from an average of 8 to 10 guns a year to 165 in 2013 and almost 50 last year. Mayor Ballard says he's not giving up on the electric car sharing program. Indiana's Utility Commission last week denied adding 28 cents to bills of the Indianapolis Power and Light customers to pay for charging stations. The Blue Indy program would provide quick electric car rentals around the city. Ballard says the recent decision is a setback, and they're looking at options to move it forward. Broad Ripple is getting some new development. They're getting a Fresh Thyme Farmers Market. The specialty grocery store chain has signed a long-term lease to anchor a $37 million apartment and retail project planned along Central Canal. Construction is expected to start in late March. The grocery store should be open by next spring, with the apartment units becoming available in the following months. Indiana is almost dead last on a state-by-state index of well-being, coming in at number 48. The results of the 2014 Gallup Healthways poll are based on telephone interviews of more than 176,000 adults nationwide. It also takes into consideration 5 essential elements of well-being, including purpose, social, financial, community, and the physical. Indiana's best category was financial. A 500,000 Walmart workers are getting a raise. The retail giant announced in its earnings report yesterday that hourly employees will earn at least $9 an hour by April. Current workers will get another bump to $10 an hour by February 1st of next year. President Obama says the notion that the West is at war with Islam is an ugly lie and must be rejected. Speaking to dozens of foreign ministers at the State Department, Obama insisted that the war is against terrorists. The Pacers return to the court tonight. This is the first time since the NBA All-Star break. They return at the Wells Fargo Center on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Indiana is 21-33 and went just 6-4 in its last 10 games before the break. Philadelphia sits at 12-41 and holds the third worst record in the NBA. And it's a busy time for the Colts here in the city as they continue to evaluate the top college talent at this week's NFL Scouting Combine. It's going down downtown. The first on-field workouts take place today at Lucas Oil Stadium with offensive linemen, tight ends, special teams players, and place kickers. The Combine runs through Monday. Did you know this weather system that we're experiencing is called the Siberian Express? Yes, it is. It's continuing to smash cold temperature records with single digits in New York and New Jersey this morning alone. Now, Long Island and the lower Hudson Valley suburbs could see temperatures plunge to below zero. The Siberian Express is also turning our neighbor to the south, Kentucky, into an ice box. Louisville has almost a foot of snow and wind chills in the minus 20s. It's cold as the Dickens here, too. A winter storm warning goes into effect tonight to the south of our metro area. Today's high around 22 degrees. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day here on your station for R&B and Old School, 106.7 WTLC and TLCNaptown.com.